should be having Kuchera join us.
Well, why doesn't Jane go first then?
Do you want to do your bit first?
Yeah, fine.
Yes.
Somebody get cancelled.
Jane, regulated activities?
Okay, thank you, Hans. Good morning, everybody. This morning, if I remember where I am now, talking about rate regulated activities, we're looking at agenda paper 9, which is a due process paper. In the February board meeting, we continued our discussions about rate regulation, and we further refined our description of some of the distinguishing features that we've been trying to focus on throughout the project. We also talked about the potential for developing an accounting model based on the forthcoming revenue standard, which was another approach that we discussed in addition to those that we discussed in previous board meetings. We've had different angles to look at for could we develop an accounting model. We've talked about an accounting model, which is basically what we do today, which is to not do anything special for rate regulation. We talked about using IAS 38 and the intangible asset model. We didn't spend a lot of time discussing that in this particular version of the project, but there was time spent on that in the previous project that we said that we would build on in the discussion paper. We've talked about did we identify assets and liabilities from a conceptual framework definitions type of approach. Some of that was talking about the cost deferral type model that's currently used in US GAAP and other local GAAPs. Also, there was mention by some board members about some of the issues being dealt with in the insurance contracts project and whether we could build those into the asset and liability definitions. And in each of those cases, we've not managed to reach a consensus as to which model is the model to take forward, because we've identified advantages and disadvantages of each one and not really been able to come to a clear answer as to which is the best one to take forward and develop. So in the February meeting, we were talking about within the discussion paper. If you recall, we talked in paper 9A of February, a summary of the proposed contents of the discussion paper, and we said that it would focus on the description of the rate regulation that we're trying to talk about, acknowledging that there's a much wider variety of rate regulatory schemes, but we were going to spend time focusing on those distinguishing features that we thought, if it was going to create assets and liabilities, these are the features that have the best chance of getting there, on the basis that if we address the strongest case and still can't get to an answer that they are assets and liabilities, then there's not much point in discussing the weaker cases for it. So for this discussion paper, we'd focus on those stronger attributes of particular types of rate regulation. We would then look at the different accounting models and the advantages and disadvantages of those models based on those distinguishing features. We would also include in the discussion paper an acknowledgement that we may need to refine some of those features. One of them, for example, is looking at an exclusive right to be the supplier of these essential or public goods and services. And we would need to think about, if we're going to go forward to develop an accounting model, does it need to be an exclusive right, or could there be some low level of competition? How would that change our analysis? But in the discussion paper, I think we discussed in February that we wouldn't take the time now to develop any particular model in detail. We would get the discussion paper out and see what feedback we got back by raising lots of questions in the discussion paper, which models had legs, if you like, and might be worth developing further. So that's why at this meeting we've brought this due process paper, because the staff think that we've got lots of information to put in the discussion paper. We appreciate we don't have many firm preliminary views, we don't have a particular model that we're putting forward, but we feel that we've got enough to at least draft to the pre-ballot stage the discussion paper with lots of different alternatives where it would give us the chance to get a lot of very good feedback. And I think without that feedback, it'd be very difficult to develop any of those models much further than we have at the moment. So agenda paper 9 is basically asking the board whether you feel that we've done sufficient due process. Have we done all of the necessary due process steps to lead us into the drafting and balloting stage? Also in paper 9, we look at the potential for the comment period. Usually the comment period is 120 days for a discussion paper, but within paper 9, in paragraph 21, we ask the board to consider a 150-day comment period instead of the normal 120, partly because we're hoping that we could, if you give permission to ballot, we could get the discussion paper published in late June or July time. We appreciate for the Northern Hemisphere that's leading into the holiday period, not just for that reason, but also because we want to do some formal outreach, because we think it would be worth doing some educational outreach with the discussion paper once we've got the description of the features, the different possible models that we could approach. We think it's worth doing outreach to perhaps give a little bit more flavour on those and some of the difficulties that you've had in identifying any preference for any particular model, so that hopefully we will get some good quality letters coming back if we can help add a little bit of flesh, if you like, to the discussion paper contents.
Doug?
Yes, I'm not disagreeing to go forward, but I'm just curious to know, in the agenda paper 9A, in the February meeting, and the paragraph 35 clearly said that we will bring further papers to future board meeting. And also in the ISB update in February, it says that discussion on the rate regulated will continue in the future board meeting. So how could you explain this, the consistency?
I appreciate that. I did look back at February, and I think for the update in February, I think the paper that we had in mind was more the due process paper rather than technical discussion papers. Certainly in writing agenda paper 9A, we thought perhaps there was more scope for additional technical discussions, but I think the flavour of the February meeting was that we had discussed these various options. We didn't seem to be getting any closer to reaching a preferred option. We did have the Accounting Standards Advisory Forum meeting a couple of weeks after the board meeting, and I recollect there was some comment to see what additional discussion might come out of that ASAF meeting. But the way that meeting went was very, very similar to the February board meeting, which was, there's lots of good ideas, there's almost too much information, if you like, and there was no clear path through. So perhaps the best outcome was to get the discussion paper out there and see what we got back to decide the best steps forward.
Just additional question, I understand. Additional question is, yesterday we discussed about the research project, and in this meeting, Alan said we are going to propose whether we should stop this project or not in the research paper. Are you going to include such kind of alternative in your discussion paper?
I think, if I can just clarify, you weren't present at the meeting yesterday. And I think what TAC you were referring to is that once we've sort of completed sort of the research phase, a natural question that the board should consider would be whether to continue on with the project or to stop it after we've perhaps issued a discussion paper or we've issued a research paper and such. So I would see that as not a question to necessarily put into the discussion paper, but certainly something that the board should consider after receiving the feedback from the discussion paper.
Okay, clear. Thank you.
There you go.
Now, as I said yesterday during the discussion about the research program, I definitely don't feel it is ready for us to publish a DP. And my understanding is the purpose of research program is to prepare a solid foundation for the next stage. Now, if we say that this is ask for information, it's okay. If we say we are intend or prepare to publish second, third DP, it is okay. But if we say that this DP can be a possible basis for next step into ED, I definitely don't feel it's ready for the two reasons. Firstly, in any of the technical aspects, we have not taken into yet. For example, on the original proposal, from asset liability perspective, I don't think we discussed enough. And if on the basis that is whether meet definition, and regardless of the all other recognition, measurement, presentation details. And secondly, the revenue approach we discussed only once. And the staff clearly said there are so many problems and fundamental problems have not touched yet. So I really feel it's not ready yet. And this is the first reason. And my expectation is, as I said, a DP should be relatively solid. Of course, it may not have the temporary position from the board, but at least all of the alternative must have some kind of, you know, meat, blood, and you know, skeleton there. I don't think it's ready. And secondly, you know, the staff mentioned this is about extreme case, most simplistic, and whether we can conclude or not is one issue I would just discuss. But people will say, the staff already said, you know, and we will not discuss different scenarios and different industries and different complications. And I think people will come back say, you know, just exactly like the 2009 ED, people challenge us about the scope. You know, they will say, you know, we will not accept. You know, it is too simplistic. You know, I want in, and another said, I want me in. And we will have to re-debate all of the basic questions about the features and whether meet definition of asset liability and others. So I personally feel if I can accept, it is only something like ask for information. Or if we intend to publish second, third DP. Otherwise, I don't feel it's ready.
Jane?
Yeah, I think on those couple of points, I think one of the reasons that some board members struggle to come to a preference as to which approach is a lack of certainty as to the description of the rate regulation, because we have spent a lot more time in this project than perhaps was spent in the previous project on trying to identify what we're talking about with rate regulation, because the reason that scope was so difficult in the previous project is that it was focusing on a particular type of rate regulation that's more common in some jurisdictions than others. It's a type of rate regulation that is changing and has changed quite a lot even since 2009, so different features are coming in. So we have spent a lot of time in this project talking to people in industry. We've got, as paper 9 suggests, we've got our consultative group. The EFRAG, the European Financial Reporting Advisory Group, has got their own working group, and we've been coordinating with them to try and get a much better feel for what are the features of rate regulation that seem to be so special. So what we've got that I think should be in this discussion paper that we've spoken about at several meetings already is a description that should capture the majority of schemes in different industries that we are hearing people think should be captured within the scope of any standard or any guidance that we might be able to develop out of this project. If it, from the discussion paper, we get information back to say that we're not going to capture a population, then that's important information for us to know before we can make a decision whether to continue with the project to develop a model. Because there's no point in developing a model that only applies to a handful of different people. So one of the important facts, or one of the important purposes, I think, of the discussion paper is to confirm what our understanding is as what are the distinguishing features of rate regulation, and are we capturing a sufficient population, and is it the right sort of population? Because again, we don't want to be proceeding to developing a model where we're going to get feedback and people say, well, that only applies to one country, or it only applies to, you know, one particular region, it's not going to be widespread. And it is very difficult, I think, to develop the different accounting models in a lot of detail if the foundation of those models is a description of rate regulation that we're still not, excuse me, we're still not absolutely certain about.
Amaro?
Thanks, Sasa. Just to reinforce a point made on the outcome of this project and the comments on the research phase, I think it's absolutely key for us to proceed as expeditiously as possible with this project. There's a particular point mentioned in the paper by the staff. When this was presented to the POC in January, and they stressed at the point that this is a particular case where the ISB created a precedence with an interim IFRS, and there are lots of constituents and jurisdictions that are already adopting IFRS, and they are not, I would say, benefited with the possibility of recognizing assets and liabilities, and they are really expecting us to provide the discussion paper to start discussion to see the end of this project as soon as possible. And I do agree with comments made by Jane on being as inclusive as possible, trying to capture sufficiently as much as possible of the diverse regulatory environments that we do know. I participate in a number of meetings and discussions, and it's quite difficult to really capture in a single scope definition all that we learned. So,
Philippe?
Well, just to try to check my understanding of what you said, is it true to say it's more a discussion paper about the scope of the project than about the accounting models?
I think the way that
in a way, to follow up on Wego's point, it's more a new request for information about the scope of what could be this project, and then we will have to develop an accounting model on the basis, which usually the accounting model is already in the discussion paper. So this is a bit special here.
Yeah.
It's more about what is the problem, what is the extent of the problem, and later on we will discuss how to deal with it,
yeah.
Which may be a new discussion paper rather than an exposure draft, I'm not sure.
Possibly, yeah, and I think that ties in exactly with what I think Alan has been trying to explain in the session yesterday. I did catch some of that in the new style of discussion paper, in that it doesn't necessarily have to have a developed model for what the potential accounting treatment might be. It's part of the research within the project. And because scoping has been such a big issue with this project, I think that's a big part. We can include the high-level descriptions of the different accounting models just so that people have got a flavour for where things might lead to, but we're also gathering information as to which path is perhaps the better path to take of those different options.
Stephen?
I share Wegworth's concerns on this. It seems to me odd that we start to try and define scope without even knowing the accounting. I don't see how we can do that. I can understand a research paper on the different types of rate regulation, but going as far as thinking about scope of a project when we don't even know the accounting seems odd. Have we got any preliminary views to put into this discussion paper?
No, the preliminary views are basically the ones on agreeing that we can go forward, focusing on those distinguishing features that we've talked about as a starting point, but we haven't got any preliminary views on what the preferred model is, we don't even have a consensus preliminary view that those distinguishing features will get us as far as saying that there are assets and liabilities being created.
I mean, I don't recall us ever publishing a discussion paper previously with no preliminary views in.
But I think, again, and I'm looking down the table in case Alan wants to come in here on the new style of research project and discussion papers may well be changing in that perhaps we need to think of a different title from discussion paper. Maybe we call it a research paper rather than a discussion paper. The new style of research project is that we do try and more clearly define what the problem is before launching into coming up with a solution when actually it's a solution that's to a different problem.
Sue?
I share concerns about how developed or otherwise we are. I can understand why we might want to pause and look at scope to make sure we understand the population we're dealing with to help us develop the model. So I think we need to be very clear what the purpose of the discussion paper is. If we actually want to get feedback on some of the initial thinking we've got on these different alternative models to help us gather information on that as well to develop our thinking for the next steps in the project, then we really need to make sure that we're comfortable that we can describe those different approaches clearly enough that we can actually get some sensible feedback. Because if we're very general in what we say, we can only get very general feedback, which doesn't really help us too much in the next steps. If the real purpose is really to understand whether we've scoped it right and it's articulated clearly and it's capturing the right population and to understand the issues that might come from that, that's sort of slightly different. And if it's really about understanding the scope, do we really need a 150-day comment period? That feels to me more like the sort of length of time you have if you've got different accounting models you want feedback on, rather than understanding scope.
I think the 50-day period, touching on Amaro's point, in that we do need, I think, to get out and talk to people during that comment period to make sure that we do hear what people's issues are, and particularly given the interim standard has created a lot of comment in different parts of the world.
I guess if we're going to spend 150 days with the discussion paper, shouldn't we try and make it as comprehensive as we can to make that a good use of time, given this is a project which is important for people to see us progressing?
Mary?
I'm okay with the very specific question that was put to us in terms of do we give permission to ballot, but I think having heard, permission to start drafting, given the concerns raised around the table, maybe there's a step that would be more substantive with this project than with some others when we ask that question about once the staff has done the drafting, do we proceed on that basis or not? You know, will it hit the marks that Sue just talked about in terms of being useful, a useful consultation basis that will move this project as a whole forward as rapidly as possible rather than just this stage. I'm not sure I'm comfortable with the characterization that is evolving here as opposed to in the paper about this is a consultation about scope. I think you gave a very good description in the tee-up that to make it clear to people that we are not proposing that the scope be as limited as the fact pattern that you're focusing on or plan to focus on in the document, but rather that's the focus because that is seen as the fact pattern with the strongest arguments and soliciting input, not about. And what we're trying to do is not, rather than soliciting input about what types of regulation are out there, we're saying for this, which we think is the strongest case in terms of fact patterns that can be raised, what information do users, and other stakeholders find relevant, and do you think these fact patterns at least meet the conceptual framework definition of asset and liability? And that's the focus of this, rather than what should the scope of our project be. So I think I support giving the staff permission to draft. I think having heard some of the comments about is this premature, should we have more developed thinking about what the models might be, we should maybe look at that again before you try and ballot that. Because
you propose that
we give...
Have another plenary session on...
Once the staff has done some drafting, and not for drafting at the table, but to say, okay, is this going to move us
forward? Sufficiently forward, yeah.
To make it worth doing this, and also look at that 150-day question at that time.
Then we can look at that time as well. It also depends on how speedy you can finalize your work. Jan, I think that's a good suggestion.
I think we are... We might learn from other projects, and we have I've been much engaged in leasing, and we have discussed insurance, and we learn in some of these projects that in the end of the 3, 4, 5 year project, we are learning some essential things. And I think it's very important that we do it upfront. So therefore, I think it's right that we go with this, let's say, research approach, etc. And therefore, I think we should continue, as you are proposing. For me, the two questions I think we should answer in this type of document, we don't have to call it discussion paper, perhaps we should invent a better word. What information is needed to make these economic decisions? How are people doing it today? And from there on, does that qualify to be assets and liabilities? Because that's really where we have the issue. And then if we do like this somewhere and like that somewhere else, that's interesting. It's good for us to have that knowledge. But these two first questions is really where we should focus on having a firm view. And there I agree with Steve. Once we get them to a, let's call it, more formal discussion paper, we should be able to say, we think these are the characteristics for to say that, yes, it might be an asset, might be a liability. And just to be without that, I think it's not a discussion paper.
So could we agree with what Mary is proposing to bring back the draft discussion paper to the board to have a final discussion on whether it's sufficiently mature and the scope is wide enough for us to proceed at that basis?
Yep.
Yes. And then we'll take the other decisions at that.